President-elect Trump used a specific tactic in this interview with Fox's Chris Wallace over the weekend.
Where are you on the empire?
I'm still open-minded. Nobody really knows. I'm somebody that gets it. And nobody really knows. It's not something that's so hard and fast.
Facts. Who cares about scientific facts? He's not saying climate change does not exist, mind you. He's just saying that the jury's still out. And in a post-fact world, the jury is always out. In civil courtrooms, it has always been the case that truth is supplied by experts, expert witnesses who get paid to testify on behalf of plaintiffs and defendants. But companies who specialize in booking expert witnesses long ago realized that while the truth matters, your business is double if you can find experts with evidence who can testify on all sides of a proposition. Myron Levin is the editor and founder of the news organization Fair Warning. He co-wrote a profile of one of the biggest of these science-for-hire firms. The article comes out today.
We set out to write about a very large and sophisticated practitioner of what critics call Dowd Science, which is Exponent, Inc., a very large company in this field that works for a who's who of the largest corporations, people like ExxonMobil, Chevron, BP, Dow Chemical, Monsanto, and especially for automakers. We point out in the story, for example, that during one period of about a dozen years, Ford Motor Company alone paid them over $106 million in fees for consulting, research, and expert witnessing.
And the idea here is that you can go from simply an expert witness that you would need for something very straightforward to a far sort of broader catalog of creating an evidence pathway even in advance of a trial. You were talking about getting something published in a peer-reviewed journal that sets up testimony that you might have to give someday?
Absolutely. That's part of the playbook here where, for example, somebody even who might be by training a statistician or some technical expertise but has no experience necessarily in the effects of a certain toxic compound, let's just say. But if they can author some articles that are accepted in peer-reviewed journals, for example, then it's easier to qualify them as expert witnesses should trials come up, and they can rely on the articles that they produced as part of the evidence for why there should be no liability, let's say, for their client.
If I were to come in there and hire Exponent, I could, within a matter of weeks, have a whole group of documents on a variety of subjects that would be at odds with mainstream science, and they'd sound pretty credible?
I think so. I mean, what they would say, by the way, just to be fair, is sure, they only go where the data goes. But the point is you can take data and you can take a set of data that are favorable to coming out with a position that you want to come out with that favors the client. You can slice and dice the data in a certain way. And mainly, you can show that almost nothing is so thoroughly, conclusively proven that there isn't some doubt about it. And so what often happens with their work is they don't come out and say it's safe to jump off the cliff or take a shower in asbestos. They will say that the evidence is inconclusive that an exposure of this magnitude causes disease. It's a very nuanced kind of approach that one might consider to be sort of muddying the waters without going out and saying things that are absurd. I mean, many of the things that they conclude are probably absolutely true. But then the question is, if you don't know, for example, for sure, beyond all reasonable doubt, how dangerous something is, do you do nothing for 10 or 20 years and study it more while maybe people are being exposed to it? Or do you take a prudent avoidance kind of approach and regulate it with the risk that you're over-regulating? So, you know, it's not that unicorns exist or that asbestos is completely safe, but they've done a lot of work in the asbestos area where, for example, they say the type of asbestos used in brake linings is not a type that causes a disease called mesothelioma. So these people that have sued over getting mesothelioma from changing brake linings didn't really get it from that. They must have gotten it from something else. So that's the kind of approach that they take.
Myron Levin, founder and editor of Fair Warning. You can read his article at thetakeaway.org.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.